especially, I think, from I-85 southward. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds possible, maybe a warning or two. Tonight's low falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, an isolated storm can't be ruled out, but I think mainly in southeast Alabama. Otherwise, mostly sunny, still hot with middle 90s. Somewhat lower humidity, not too terrible. Low tomorrow night around 72. Friday and Saturday, again, the humidity a little lower than it has been the last few days. High in the mid-90s, rain chances under 20% both days. Then on Sunday, all the heat and humidity and the storms are back. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery County man has been sentenced to 317 years in prison. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says Kirsten Reese was sentenced for the 2016 kidnapping, robbery, and attempted murder of a Montgomery woman. His co-defendants are awaiting trial. Nearly 30 animals were seized from a Dadeville home, and now several people are facing animal cruelty charges. Police say many of the animals were malnourished, and one of the dogs showed signs of mange. Dadeville police have made 4 arrests in the case. And Montgomery Public School leaders are discussing school safety after last week's shooting in the parking lot of Blount Elementary School. No one was injured in the incident. They say school safety plans differ from school to school based on location and school entryways. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is the sound of at Koala Mama 85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy tastes good.
O'Reilly. A rough-running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. On sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Police still investigating that deadly gun battle in the thick of rush hour traffic. 3 officers were shot, one of them, 34-year-old Andre Moye, killed.
Placido Domingo, one of the famous 3 tenors, is being accused of sexual harassment going back decades.
The acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, made headlines when he told an NPR interviewer how that famous phrase on the Statue of Liberty might be revised.
Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own 2 feet and who will not become a public charge.
The first fallout from the Jeffrey Epstein suicide. Attorney General William Barr ordering the warden to be pulled from the jail and temporarily reassigned.
The teen who recently won the Fortnite World Championship targeted in a swatting attack.
Rapper Jay-Z was throwing jabs at the NFL. Now the superstar is teaming up with the league, quarterbacking a social justice program to try and ease turbulent times.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Wednesday. The Dow is down 712 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
94 toasty degrees outside. I mean, really hot. Heat index is well over 100. It's just like you're in a convection oven out here. Did you see the moon last night, the full moon?
I did not.
It was awesome. It, big full moon, a little bit of a meteor shower in the background or on the kind of lower. Had to go to the very back of my yard to see that, but it really was something last night. 272-9228. Reminder, we're going to have Mary Todd Strange in the house at 2 o'clock today for his monthly checkup here on the Dan Morris Show. But one of the last, you know, I think he only has two more left, or three more left, I think. So get your questions, comments, and viewpoints in. 272-9228. The stock market is falling out of bed because we have what's called an inverted yield curve. The 10-year bond is going for less than the 2-year bond. So the inverted yield curve sometimes means recession. But thank goodness you don't live in Germany, because in Germany you give them $10 and tell them to keep it for a year and they'll give you back $9. Isn't that a deal? Doing a negative interest rate.
That's not...
Okay. So people are pouring into the U.S. bond market, because it's better to get 1.75% U.S. than to get negative $1 in Germany. And the German, the Bank, Bundesbank, is, what they're doing is they're taking your 10 and they're keeping the 1, putting aside the 9 to loan it out under very low risk loans, and then they're speculating with that $1. Oh, that's good. So it goes. Man, we got a lot kind of going on here. I got to do my first news shorty here. 22-year-old pushes BMW into a river because what he really wanted was a Jaguar.
My story is about how not to raise your children. This is a 22-year-old man from India. He received a brand new BMW as a birthday gift. He wasn't happy with it because he wanted a Jaguar. So what did he do? He pushed the BMW into a river.
What?
lights.
He could have just given it to me.
He pushed it into a river because he said that's not the car that he wanted.
What?
His parents said that, you know, there was a question about should they press charges. No, there will be no charges. The parents say, they say that they believe their son has mental health issues, which is what I might say too at this time.
Sounds like affluenza. Remember that case, the affluenza story?
Yes, it does, but it reminds me when favorite daughter Kirby was 3 and I bought everything on her Christmas list, as one does when you don't know any better. No. And she opened the 23rd gift and said, is that it? And I realized that's not the kind of child I wanted to raise.
Yes. Right.
And so you as a parent send the message. So the fact that he gets a brand new BMW and says, nah, I wanted a Jaguar, not so good.
That is unbelievable. From the country of India.
Wow.
That is one, and has mental health problems? Yes, you're right. And the picture is of a white BMW floating in a river.
And why would you want a Jaguar over a BMW anyway?
Really? And I wonder what series it was. If it was 300 series, maybe it was 700 series. That's a $60,000 car any way you look at it.
Right.
That is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Okay, so Hong Kong is starting to really escalate, and there are Chinese troop movements on the mainland, looking like they're trying to head over to Hong Kong. So let's listen to this story by CBS.
The Chinese government is blasting pro-democracy protesters who shut down Hong Kong's airport and fought with riot police. Some demonstrators, on the other hand, are now apologizing to travelers for the violence that grounded hundreds of flights during the past 2 days. Our Deborah Pata is in Hong Kong and has been at that airport. Deborah, big question here is, how is Beijing going to respond to these protests?
Things have returned to normal here at the airport, but Beijing has weighed in on the chaos we saw last night, calling the protests an act of terrorism. And in these newly released satellite photos, we see Chinese military vehicles being moved into a sports stadium, apparently along the Chinese border.
Armed with pepper spray and swinging batons, riot police stormed Hong Kong's international airport last night, initially trying to help first responders reach 2 injured men. Defiant protesters gave chase. They seized an officer's baton and turned it on him, only retreating when he stumbled back and pulled out a gun.
Pulled out a gun?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this country only has like 7 million people in it. When you get 2 million people protesting, you're talking about a high percentage of folks out here. That would be equivalent to about 105 million protesting in the United States. Of course, they're a little tighter oriented than we are here in the U.S., but this is starting to really have an effect. And I heard some commentators say, you know, Trump needs to do something. Trump needs to intervene. Yeah, right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into another country and say, we're going to support your protesters. Oh, yeah, China's going to really like that concept. Let's go to Louis B. Louis B., welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Wednesday. Well, that was the shortest call.
He just dropped off. I don't know.
Shortest call in history.
He's been calling often. He knows the deal. Maybe something happened there.
Let's go to the second part of the Hong Kong escalates on CBS News.
Accused of being Chinese spies, these men felt the full brunt of protesters' rage. In 2 separate incidents, they were kicked, beaten, punched, and drenched in water. Protesters convinced they were undercover officers from mainland China attempting to pass off as one of them. This man was bound with cable ties and left on the ground in a fetal position. Finally, emergency workers were allowed to take them away. Hong Kong lawmaker Fernando Chung rushed to the airport to assist, arriving as the violence erupted.
We're in a situation that people are getting ready to fight. And many young people are ready to sacrifice themselves. And we don't want to see that happen.
I need to see my family!
For 2 consecutive days, protesters paralyzed airport operations. Hundreds of flights were cancelled. Travelers are fed up.
Hey, guys, come on. Come on, you've been really selfish now.
This morning, protesters held signs at the airport apologizing for their actions, but a collision course has now been set, with both police and protesters more quick to use force.
Now, China can only intervene in Hong Kong's affairs if they request military assistance. And most Hong Kongers here think that would be a step too far for China, and that a Tiananmen Square-style crackdown is unlikely.
Yeah, Tiananmen Square crackdown.
Better be.
This is really interesting to watch because they're kind of stuck here. Because if they do go in and crack down, how is China going to be perceived? And what if people start putting sanctions on China in their current economic state?
Right.
I mean, it could be they have to be kind of careful how they're going to handle this thing. So we'll see, as they say, in the fullness of time. Let's do this. Let me try to fit in this China tariff on key products delayed by Trump. This was what made the stock market go up yesterday, and inverted yield curve is what made it go down today.
For the first time, President Trump says American consumers, not China, could pay a price for his ongoing trade war. The president has decided to delay potential new tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods. Weijia Zhang is traveling with the president, who was at his New Jersey golf club today. Weijia, big question now, what does this decision mean for U.S. companies and consumers?
This is good news because it means the tariffs are not driving up the prices of some of the most popular goods from China. But the relief is temporary, and it's unclear if delaying the tariffs will actually help facilitate a permanent trade deal.
They ripped off our country for years.
President Trump didn't back off from his usual attacks against China Tuesday, even as he backed down on new tariffs against its imports.
Are we doing this for Christmas season? Just in case some of the tariffs would have an impact on U.S. customers.
The administration delayed a 10% tariff on about $300 billion of Chinese goods to December 15th. So cell phones, laptops, video game consoles, shoes, some toys, and clothing will not be taxed until then.
News 93.1 FM, we're going to go to a break. Coming back for the second part of this story and what it means to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces Resources, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Say you want a rebel.
The Dan Morris Show.
Well, you know.
They got the Colossal Shrimp on sale again for $12.99.
Ooh.
Instead of the ribeye steak, it's the New York strip. I did the shrimp last night in the oven. I followed what you had mentioned. I looked up the baking recipe, 400 degrees, butter, a little bit of oil, and some Old Bay on it. 15 minutes, and it was superb.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. Had a little steak left over, a whole bunch of the peppers. It made a great meal last night for $4.
Sounds really good.
And I'm going to go do that again tonight. That shrimp, I mean, if I can eat that clean and that good, that helps me out. Okay, let's listen to this. China tariffs on key products delayed by Trump, and Christmas was in mind.
Economists say it would have cost the average American household an extra $270 a year and would have been in addition to the 25% tariff already in place on $250 billion of Chinese imports.
The only impact has been that we've collected almost $60 billion.
But it was actually American industries that had to pay the fees for Chinese products. Consumer groups pressured the administration to hold off on more tariffs because corporations will eventually have to pass the costs to customers.
Yeah,
Apple CEO Tim Cook spoke with Nora O'Donnell in June.
The truth is the iPhone is made everywhere. It's made everywhere. And so a tariff on the iPhone would hurt all of those countries. But the one that would be hurt the most is this one.
Isaac Stone Fish is a senior fellow at the Asia Society Center on U.S.-China Relations.
It's been very unpredictable for businesses in America and for consumers and businesses globally. Having different prices, having different tariff announcements come and go makes it really difficult to plan.
President Trump said the calls with China were very productive, but this move does not offer any relief to those farmers still hurting from retaliatory tariffs. And as his re-election campaign ramps up, the president has every reason to try to end this trade war for hard-hit breadbelt states like Iowa, especially before the caucuses.
It will be interesting because they're supposed to reconvene some meetings next month with China to see if they can get anywhere. It seems to be solved. The market has kind of put that into the mix of the market, but then you have the inverted yield curve that's starting to drive things, and the pot stocks have dropped substantially today because everybody kind of missed the earnings mark. So you have missing earning marks in a down market. There's one that I have been following. It's down 15% today.
Well, that makes sense, though.
Buyers, buy low.
Well, pun intended. That makes sense with a budding industry where you have all these new companies jumping in and the market's
very... You said budding.
Yeah, it's new. It's nascent. That's going to happen. And you know what this will do is show which companies are the most efficient.
Well, yeah, the ones that people are attracted to the most, too. Okay, 272-9228. We have a lot on the Epstein situation. And there was a former federal prison guard that was familiar with the MCC project, and he kind of talks about what's going on. He's going to give you some inside information here that very similar to the lady who worked for the Bureau of Prison that I talked to yesterday, or night before last. Listen in.
FBI agents will sweep the jail where Jeffrey Epstein died of an apparent suicide.
Multiple reports say the two corrections officers that were in charge of watching the multimillionaire fell asleep for hours and falsified records to cover it up.
Former acting attorney general Matt Whitaker says this could be just the tip of an iceberg.
I am sure that right now Bill Barr is just waiting for the next shoe to drop to find out what else happened at this facility. But it's really concerning. But one of the things that I think everybody needs to remember, this case is not over just because of this death.
Not over. The warden of the Manhattan jail has been transferred.
and the two officers are now on leave.
Let's bring in Jack Donson. Jack is a former federal prison guard. He's been to this facility where Jeffrey Epstein died, and he joins us live. It looks like for 3 hours, Jeffrey Epstein, nobody had eyes on him. They were supposed to check on him every half an hour. Would that have made a difference?
I feel that the checks would not make a difference. If somebody wants to harm themselves in a federal prison setting, our policies are very clear. It could be accomplished in less than 10 minutes. So while I don't condone what the officers did or didn't do, right, I can tell you that if somebody wants to kill themselves in a federal prison special housing unit, it could be done well within a 30-hour period.
And y'all don't have cameras.
And let me clear up the 3 hours. There's a count at 3 a.m., there's a count at 5 a.m. I would imagine, logically, after the 5 a.m. count, that's when it happened. And then they clear the count anywhere approximately.
What is the count?
They count inmates five times in a 24-hour period, and when they have all the inmates counted and they match count, it's cleared. And then they open the doors in the morning. In the segregation unit, they're not opening the doors, but they begin feeding and going through a routine. So 3 hours is erroneous.
That's exactly what my lady said to me, that the count has to happen during that time, particularly on a shift transfer. So he's right on spot with this thing. So he's going to keep going, and he's going to be talking about what the reality is in Suicide Watch, but he brings some other things into focus here.
I've heard so much erroneous reporting on this story
the
last 3 days.
But what about the fact that apparently it sounds like the guards, according to these news reports, falsified the record, said, yeah, I was in there every 30 minutes.
Well, unfortunately, if you work in the industry, people who do not do 30-minute checks, there's a BP prison form 292 special housing unit record that people do sometimes put on the form that they do.
When you are on suicide watch, there's someone always watching you through a camera.
Absolutely.
Right? He was not on suicide watch.
Correct.
So he didn't have a camera in there. 30 minutes is plenty of time for someone to hang themselves. Do you think that he did that? Because there are some conspiracy theories.
Absolutely.
You
conspiracy
think
theories
is that your
are
yoga?
Conspiracy theories. That's all.
How about the idea that people ask him, why was he taken off of suicide watch in the
another
first
myth,
place?
Another myth. Look at the policy. Suicide watch is approximately 3 days. I've done it many times. The policy says after 72 hours, you clinically evaluate if there's a need for transfer to a federal medical center or in their hospital environment. They're paying three shifts of overtime. After that third, fourth day, they make a decision, and it's a chief clinical psychologist making the decision, not an ex-warden in Monday morning quarterbacking the current warden.
Okay, so 3 days, and then basically what you got from that, two people had to make the decision, warden and the chief psychiatrist that was there. So that's a little bit different than what we've gotten from these other things. This guy seemed to be much more in the news, or in the know, rather. Now, he's going to talk about salary, which is something that she brought up to me, and how much they're getting paid and how easy it is because of who the population is to influence these men and women.
You've actually worked in that particular jail, prison.
I've been on an audit at that jail, and I visited that unit, and I've been in that jail many times. I worked upstate New York in Otisville.
Well, then you've heard the complaints that the guards there are super overtaxed. They're working a lot of overtime. All right. They're exhausted.
You just hit the nail on the head. Everybody's focusing on officer conduct, and it's a bigger, broader problem, and it's agency-wide, and it has mainly to do with staffing.
Interesting. Just don't have enough staff.
Point blank, not enough staff. Plus, in the urban areas, the pay, it's hard to attract good people in an urban area with the rate of pay. They do have a geographic bonus for working in New York City, but I want to say the average guard or correctional officer is probably making approximately $30,000, $40,000, which is tough to survive on, especially if you have a family. So it's mm-hmm. It's difficult. It's a difficult situation.
Right down the line was exactly what she said to me. That's the number she quoted. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back with more right after this.
About destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With a new child victims law now in effect in New York, the first lawsuit from a sexual assault accuser is filed against Jeffrey Epstein's estate.
Jennifer Arose, who is now 32, filed the lawsuit against Epstein's estate, his former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, and three unnamed former Epstein employees. She says Epstein raped her when she was 15 and that Maxwell and the others conspired to facilitate the crime. The new law gives adults a one-year window to file civil suits that, up to now, they wouldn't have been able to due to statute of limitation time constraints.
Fox is Tanya J. Powers. The FBI is helping local police investigate shots fired into windows of Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices in San Antonio, Texas. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan tells Fox,
"This is the fourth incident of violence or an issue at an ICE facility, and our top priority is the safety of our men and women who are out there protecting American communities."
This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a heat advisory and a heat index of over 105. Not out of the question. Today's high 96. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, from I-85 southward. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds possible. Maybe a warning or two. Tonight's low falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, an isolated storm can't be ruled out, but I think mainly in southeast Alabama. Otherwise, mostly sunny, still hot with middle 90s. Somewhat lower humidity, not too terrible. Low tomorrow night around 72. Friday and Saturday, again, the humidity a little lower than it has been the last few days. High in the mid-90s, rain chances under 20% both days. Then on Sunday, all the heat and humidity and the storms are back. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Whatever this world can give to me, it's you, you're all I see. Ooh, you make me live now.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go back to this federal prison guard on Epstein's rights, which he brings up some very good points here. And what is the most likely time for somebody to commit suicide?
Not to get into too many details early in the morning, but not on suicide watch, in a cell. Presumably anything that he could use to harm himself has mostly been removed. I mean, the ability to kill yourself still there, you've seen it.
In the suicide cell, no. It starts out with somebody with tearaway clothes and a suicide blanket. As they become more coherent and they start to gradually give them property back to eventually like a plastic fork to eat. And then when they're off watch, though, that's the tricky part. Once they're off watch, back in SHU, they have access by policy to property, sheets, you know, sweat clothing, things like that. So this is policy-driven things that, like his right to be in segregation as a pretrial inmate. He's not convicted. He has the right to request protective custody, and they would have to legally house him in a special housing unit. And that's really what this comes down to. We are trained as staff when the most suicides occur, newly arriving people in the special housing unit environment. Yeah. So it's a flag in our annual training every year, my whole career.
That's interesting on his rights, and that you can't violate his rights. And because he hadn't been prosecuted yet, he's just being held without bond. So now we're going to talk about the blame game here. This guy's pretty good at this.
A lot of people are... You don't have sympathy for him. Most people don't.
Sure.
Because of what he allegedly did to all these young girls. But we do want justice for those girls.
Absolutely.
How often do you see someone commit suicide?
Well, that's another big issue with me. I don't know if you read my op-ed in The Hill, but they should be concerned when anyone takes their lives in a federal prison. It's happening all the time. They should be concerned with the murders happening in our federal penitentiaries. Why this? Because he's famous. I understand it. I'm hoping it brings attention to a broader transparency issue, accountability, leadership. I fought leadership, not line staff, trying to be really taxed. I hope this doesn't turn into a sacrificial investigation and blaming line staff for 30-minute checks when it's far from the contrary. It's systemic.
And as he said in the previous cut, is that most likely, you remember in Shawshank Redemption when... all the new inmates were coming in. They were having bets on who would be the first one to cry. And so that's the most likely time that somebody commits suicide, is during that little window that they have. So now we have the Epstein accusers or sued alleged co-conspirator here. This is something new.
We're learning new details about a possible cover-up and a lawsuit just filed this morning in the Jeffrey Epstein case. A CBS News source has information showing how jailers may have tried to hide mistakes surrounding the apparent suicide of Epstein. The U.S. Attorney General has stepped in to make changes at the Metropolitan Correctional Center where the suspected sex trafficker was found dead on Saturday. Mola Lenghi is outside that federal jail in New York City with what the new lawsuit says.
One of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged victims has filed a civil lawsuit that targets not only the multimillionaire's estate, but his alleged co-conspirators, including British socialite and Epstein's ex-girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell, as well as three other females referred to in the suit as the recruiter, the secretary, and the maid. None of the women have been charged, and Ghislaine Maxwell vehemently denies the allegations.
So now they're kind of singling her out, and I'm wondering where she is right now. If she's under protection, under custody, if she's hiding out somewhere, if she's in the country. Because I believe she's a UK citizen here. So now we're going to be talking about the jailers and the warden. They're in deep doo-doo, in the words of George Bush.
All of this comes as the Department of Justice and the Attorney General William Barr have reassigned the warden here at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, pending the outcome of investigations by the FBI and Inspector General. In the meantime, the warden of upstate New York, Otisville, will take over the prison here. Also, the Department of Justice announced two guards at the Metropolitan Correctional Center have been placed on leave. And the DOJ may not be done, saying in a statement that additional actions may be taken as the circumstances warrant. The shakeup comes as a law enforcement source tells CBS News prison guards working when Epstein apparently died by suicide may have falsified reports to make it look like they were checking in on Epstein when they were in fact not. We're told the alleged sex trafficker may have been dead for 1 to 2 hours before his body was found Saturday morning. Sources say the FBI is looking to review cameras inside the MCC, the Metropolitan Correctional Center here, where Epstein was being held. At least two of the prison guards here have hired attorneys, but it's unclear, Tony, if they are the same prison guards who have been placed on leave.
So these... two prison guards and the warden are kind of in deep doo-doo, as I said. So now we have the title is MCC Death, or Staff and Ward Moved. But we learn why the person in the cell, his cellmate, why he was moved in this cut.
The mystery of Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide may be deepening with new information from the jail where the accused sex trafficker died.
Attorney General William Barr has reassigned the warden in charge of that jail in Manhattan, and two staffers who were responsible for watching Epstein were placed on leave. Mola Lenghi is outside the Metropolitan Correctional Center. Mola, what are sources telling you?
CBS News has learned that unreleased video allegedly shows some of the guards here at the Metropolitan Correctional Center did not make some of the checks on Jeffrey Epstein that not only were they supposed to make, but that they had logged and documented before his death. Now, the FBI is starting to ask some of the prison staff exactly how this could have happened. This, as multiple investigations, federal probes intensify, and we've also learned that at least two of the prison correctional officers here have lawyered up.
A law enforcement source with knowledge of the investigation tells CBS News corrections officers may have falsified reports that they completed required check-ins on Jeffrey Epstein, and he was left unmonitored for at least 2 hours. CBS News has learned the day before Epstein died, his cellmate posted bail, leaving the disgraced financier alone in his cell in the special housing unit. And now, the FBI wants to review footage of the area where Epstein was held. It's unclear how he allegedly hanged himself.
So they moved the cellmate out because he was bonded out. And that's why he wasn't in there. So that's one answer to a question that kind of is out there. Now, one of my favorite, Gloria Allred, she's on the case, and she's going to be talking about the death and the suits. And it seems that maybe his brother, who has been always called estranged, Mark Epstein, he may be the heir to all of this.
This is just not acceptable.
Attorney Gloria Allred represents several Epstein accusers. During a press conference Tuesday, she criticized the detention center.
And I'm tired of the system failing women. And they failed these victims, these child victims.
On Capitol Hill, there are now multiple inquiries into Epstein's death. And the investigation into his alleged sex crimes is also expanding. Earlier this week, FBI agents raided Epstein's private island in the Caribbean, reportedly seizing computers. It's unclear who will gain control of Epstein's estate. His younger brother, Mark, is reportedly a possible beneficiary and is affiliated with the company that owns the New York apartment complex where Epstein allegedly housed young models. Allred says her clients intend to file civil cases against Epstein's estate once it is opened.
Even though he is deceased, the victims need to be compensated for their medical bills, for their therapy bills, for their pain and suffering.
Well, during that press conference that you just heard right there, Gloria Allred, the attorney, was asked if her clients plan to sue a British socialite and ex-girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell. Of course, Maxwell is accused by some of Epstein's alleged victims of recruiting girls for Epstein. Those are charges, those are allegations that Maxwell has vehemently denied. She has not been charged in any crimes. In response, Allred said that we will follow the evidence. She also added that there were a lot of famous names that were involved with Epstein. Tony?
All right, Mola, thank you very much.
Now, here's something. Prince Andrew got called to Buckingham Palace on Tuesday, UK time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came up with this, any allegations of anything that happened were totally untrue, was the statement. And I'm wondering why Prince Andrew got summoned back to Buckingham Palace. Now, this is the brother of Prince Charles. This is the son of the Queen. And I'm wondering if Mama had a talk with son about this whole thing. Let me do this. Let me go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
He called us gentlemen, Joey.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Hey, I noticed one thing. I like that character I saw the other day. What was it, Mimi? Was it more individuals in the country are killed by AR-15s than they do by the Clintons?
I haven't heard that one.
Oh, that was a good one, too. And I noticed the news have not mentioned the Clintons' name in any way whatsoever. Are they scared to say something? Are they going to be next?
They really have. It's interesting how some of the news is missing and things.
That's, it's like they're avoiding it. Yeah. They're going around it.
Yeah, they're very hands-off on the Dayton shooter. And they don't seem to. They'll mention Prince William, and then they'll mention Trump, yeah. But then they'll say former presidents.
Yeah, I almost thought they said. I thought I saw Soldier Boy on there and Dan Morris.
Oh, well, that was in there for sure.
They're throwing everybody's name in there. Who was the lawyer? He said he's going to sue big time. He's a Democrat. Alan Horowitz.
Dershowitz. His name is actually mentioned by one of the girls, but Dershowitz has basically said didn't happen and was going to sue him for defamation.
And he said there was a book that came out by one of the so-called individuals, and she told him and his legal staff when they threatened to sue, they had to throw his name in there to make it juicier. And he says, well, that's fine. We'll just take it to court. He says, we'll sue. We'll find out who's telling the truth real quick.
Yeah, I can see that.
A lot of emails out there. I heard a rumor, too, that when they did the autopsy, the guy who was doing the autopsy went to lunch and came back, and the guy's body was cremated already.
I have not heard that.
That's a joke. Get rid of evidence. Yes. So you think this is going to go anywhere?
Oh, yeah. I think there are too many eyes on targets here. The question is it going to be put down as incompetence? Is it going to be put down as looking at the other way? Is this going to be undue influence? I think Barr is all over this whole thing. But just like we made a big deal of, well, his cellmate wasn't in there, but we discovered from one of the news reports that the reason is he had bonded out that night.
And what's the big stink about... They had, this I never heard of before, the cell and outside the cell, a maximum security place, didn't have any cameras?
No, the cameras were not working, the one that was outside, but the hallway cameras were.
What a coincidence, huh?
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah,
but now it's not necessarily maximum security, it's solitary confinement, it's what's called SEG, in prison.
And I guess the money mounting quarterbacks are saying that there should have been he was supposed to be checked on every 30 minutes, correct?
That's what, and one of the guards just kind of spoke to that, said that's what the handbook says, but not necessarily practical. But here's the thing is that now the new thing is that the guards fell asleep and then went in and wrote in the log that they had done the things, but there was no evidence that they actually had done it.
Well, I did that in high school when I worked at McDonald's. I used to sign off on that bathroom door, too, and I didn't do it. Check it. So that's a possibility. But I heard
is this confession
thing.
Day?
Sir?
Is this confession day?
Oh, absolutely. I'm Catholic. It's every day.
Oh, okay.
Catholic day is every day. We're just born with sin, Dan. Well, that's where we were raised. Another thing was, too, is one of the guards was not a trained guard. One of the two guards?
Yeah, well, let me again, I listened to too much news here. One of the guards had been moved into the administrative side of the house, but had formerly been a guard for 7 years, had not been a guard for almost three. And so, because they were so short-handed, he volunteered to go in and be there.
Wow. It's going to be a nice story to develop if it develops correctly.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how this thing unfolds because you have some people who have some vested interest in getting a narrative out. There's a big union is the Federal Protection Union that covers everything from GSA to the Bureau of Prisons. And that's a very powerful union. It's going to be interesting to see if all of a sudden new things are coming out here so people can kind of control the narrative.
Right. I heard that was on Fox News. They had mentioned that they were really interested in how something like that could happen. I mean, I guess the feds put their individual, their detainee or arrestee, whatever, into, like the feds down here put them in our city jail, correct? We pay them to hold them?
Well, they put them in the county. They put them in county, then they'll take them over to federal, to the Sally Port. But then there is lockup in the federal courthouse.
Right.
But they normally do not spend the night there. They spend the night in county.
And they're just usually holding until they get to where they need to get to, right?
Right. What they do is the Montgomery County, and the sheriff is in charge of this, is oversees the Montgomery County detention that is holding city and county people and federal people. And then when they need them, then they go and get them and bring them through what's called a Sally Port. And it's a special entrance that you come into the basement of the courthouse or the federal courthouse and pulls up, gate locks behind him. They take the inmate out or the prisoner out, and then he's shackled. They move him into there's a cell downstairs, and then they move him into an elevator and bring him upstairs to the courtroom.
So to make sure no Jack Ruby incident does happen, right?
Yeah, that's probably one of the reasons they do Sally Port.
Yeah, but the feds pay them and the county, the jail, yeah, for keeping their inmate in there until they get moved, right?
There you go. They're already in the the holding business.
All right. Well, gentlemen, try to stay cool and enjoy the day.
You too. Don't have a heat stroke out there. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Joey, if you could wheel around the stuff from the Border Patrol from yesterday that we did not get to, particularly the one about the green card. Yeah, stop and go. There you go. We'll kind of get into that. And then you can pull back up to today so I can get my last cut in for this hour. And we got a jam-packed show today. 272-9228, that's where we are. And we finished all of that. Here's one for you. Warning emerge of possible links between e-cigarettes and severe lung disease in teens. Now, they say disease. I would say lung problems. I think there's a difference between disease and problems. Listen in.
There are new warnings this morning about a possible link between severe lung disease in teenagers and e-cigarettes and vaping. Minnesota is now the third state where serious lung injuries were reported in just the past month. CTM consumer investigative correspondent Anna Werner has been looking into these e-cigarette concerns. And I know there are a lot of questions about these cases, but what are we learning?
So these four Minnesota cases, Tony, involved
16 to 18-year-old teenagers who wound up at Children's Minnesota, the children's hospital there. I spoke with the chief medical officer, Dr. Emily Chapman, who told me about a pattern of cases with a similar but unusual path. Now, these teens at first had symptoms that suggested a viral or bacterial infection, but doctors determined their lungs had actually sustained some kind of acute injury, and then the lungs began to fail. Some of the teenagers even had to be put on ventilators to save their lives. Now, Dr. Chapman says her doctors cannot yet identify a common factor like a particular brand of e-cigarette, a drug, or an oil. But the State Department of Health says use of both nicotine and marijuana-based products were reported.
Okay, so after I heard the story, I went and did a little research, and there are pulmonologists that are saying that because of the, you're young and you're vaping and you're putting this in, it says you're 14 years old, your lungs are still developing, and so it gets, it kind of clogs them up and makes it where you're much more, it's much easier to get an infection and from this versus that is causing what the problem is. So that's creating an infection, mm-hmm. and the infection is messing up your lungs. If somebody has to put a 14-year-old on a ventilator, that's some pretty serious stuff. But this is one of those things we just don't know enough about. So everybody's kind of going off to the extreme of it. And boy, you can find some extreme on the internet on the subject.
Also, it's not legal anywhere for 14-year-olds or 15 or 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds to buy these things.
Yeah.
So if I hear anybody suggest this now needs to be regulated in terms of adults, no! Be a good parent.
There you go. And then if you're... What would you think? Should something happen to somebody that goes in and buys something
same
and sells it to a 14-year-old?
Same thing as with alcohol
and sewage. There you go. Let's continue the second part of the story so we can fit it in.
At least 22 similar cases have been reported in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota in the past month. Health officials are still investigating these cases and any possible connections. The American Vaping Association tells us that with approximately 10 million adults vaping nicotine each month without major issue, they say it appears much more likely that the products causing lung damage contain THC or illegal drugs, not nicotine. But so far, nobody can really say for sure. Dr. Chapman wants patients and families to know if symptoms get worse or you or a loved one is being treated for presumed pneumonia, that it's important to follow up with your doctor and make sure you tell them if you use e-cigarettes, which has been an issue with teenagers who may not want to admit.
Yeah, no, very hard.
And we've also heard of teenagers who have been asked, do you use e-cigarettes? And they say no. And then they're asked, well, do you Juul, which of course is the, you know, the gorilla in the market, the Juul product. And then they say, oh, well, yeah, I use Juul. So that there can be a disconnect. Now, again, we're not saying that Juul is to blame for all of these, but there is a distinction in some teens' minds between e-cigarettes and Juul.
Yeah.
They don't even think they're the same thing.
I think, this is just a guess, the culprit might be so-called off-market or black-market cartridges in e-cigarette products that look legit but aren't legit. People are making their own, like, tincture that gets vaped.